You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
Hey, everybody. Sean A. Russell. And today, our guest is Angela Crawford, PhD. She is a vegan psychologist as well as an author of the new book, The Vegan Transformation. Thank you so much for being on our show.
I'm really honored to be here and really glad to be talking with you.
So everything, we're talking a little bit before we started recording, and everything that you were saying resonates with where I'm personally going in my journey and the conversations that I have. Most of those conversations are post-recording on our podcast that we've done over the years, and we always hit the same themes. And I feel like what you were discussing in your book, or what you just discuss in general, is in line with the real conversations I'm having. And I'm so excited to dive into this with you today.
Great. Well, me too.
let's go ahead and get started with just giving us some background about you. I have a thing we call the vegan origin story. So maybe we start there and then we can make our way into the tofu and potatoes of this conversation. So What is your vegan origin story?
Yeah, well, it started for me with first becoming vegetarian. I wish I'd become vegan a lot quicker in the journey, but that did take a while. But becoming vegetarian was when my eyes opened, and that started because I had seen a program on PBS that happened to feature a segment about workers in a meat processing plant. And the workers, many of them were immigrants, and were having frequent injuries because of the nature of the work they were doing. And their employer was discouraging them from seeking treatment or taking time off work, or they might lose their job and their livelihood. And as I watched the program, it didn't show any gory details, but it showed just enough about the situation for the workers that it got me thinking more about how my food got to me for the first time. You know, I'd grown up in the Midwest, where there's lots of farms, but I'd never really understood about factory farming. I never understood about the meat industry. So just that little glimpse got me thinking. And so I just felt uncomfortable with what I'd seen and wasn't sure I wanted to support an industry that would be like that. And then very quickly, I started to think, well, if you don't like how the workers are treated, what do you think happens to the animals? And all that just got me wanting to explore eating more plant-based. And so it was such a push for me that the very next day, I actually went to a bookstore, bought a vegetarian cookbook, and I made my first plant-based recipe. And I was not a cook, so I was literally running out to the store buying pots and pans while I was cooking because I didn't have really what I needed. But I actually chose a vegetarian lasagna, of all things. And it wasn't a super complex recipe, which helped, but it had artichokes and red pepper and spinach. I always remember that because of the vibrant colors. And it was really enjoyable actually to make it. And the people I shared it with, my husband, then boyfriend, and his family all loved it. And I began reading. I would, you know, this was back in late 2006. I would start going to the library and checking out books about veganism and vegetarianism and learning all about the ethics and the health, you know, benefits that started to emerge for me, where I realized, oh, you know, Dr. Dean Ornish has shown he could reverse heart disease with a plant-based lifestyle. I have a family history of heart disease that's pretty strong. So all these things were coming together. And so first I embraced becoming vegetarian and giving up meat. I started to just feel that I just couldn't eat meat after I knew what I knew. The dairy and eggs took longer. You know, actually, it took quite a bit longer. I cut back on them, and I really was reading up on the nutritional aspects of what I ate and trying to choose as healthy of a version of a plant-based diet as I could. But I still was having dairy and eggs until a little over 6 years ago, and just something really clicked for me then. I'm not sure. I think it was just like inner growth, where I just wanted to be more true to myself and not just go along with what was easy in terms of society, because, you know, everybody around me was eating all these other things. So, you know, if I was eating it with friends or family, there'd be pizza with cheese on it, you know. So all those things, I just finally decided I needed to commit to my values. And I really made myself learn more about the dairy and egg industries and other industries that exploit animals. And it just made me ready that I needed to embrace it fully and for all the reasons. And so it's kind of interesting, Sean, because once I became vegan, it sort of opened up all these new doors for me. Vegetarianism was good. It made me feel more at peace in certain ways, but going fully vegan, I just started to see the interconnections between what I ate and so many things, you know, the planet, all these sentient beings, and then human health. As a psychologist, I was working with people, some of whom had health issues, and I just knew that a lot of these health issues could be better if people knew that eating plant-based, especially whole food plant-based, could, you know, really help a lot of the issues people were struggling with. So I just felt like it was time that this actually become part of my, I guess my, it was part of my purpose now to share this with people, because I felt just so many people are not really getting this information. There's so much confusing information out there. So that led to me starting down this journey of being vegan and then bringing it into what I do professionally, and eventually this book that I now have coming out.
So before we get to the book, we've got the background and understanding of your why and you finding that purpose, which is something I speak into a lot. And that's part of the, I make up part of my journey of discovering myself. So I love the fact that you're looking at it from a holistic perspective, because it, for me, and I see this in the community as well, because I've done equally as long as I've been vegan, I've been doing work on myself in that space. And there's so many overlaps. And that's why I always focus on the compassion side of it. But we'll get back to that for a little bit. With what is your background? If you're, you know, your educational background, what do you do for profession? I know I mentioned you're a psychologist, just so people have that context, and then we'll go into the vegan transformation.
Sounds great. Yeah. Well, I'm a psychologist, and for 25 years, until about a year and a half or, you know, 2 years ago, something like that, I had worked as a psychotherapist in a range of different settings. I had worked in a pain management program for many years, helping people who had chronic pain from work injuries and other injuries with coping skills. It was a multidisciplinary treatment program that included physical therapy, but also had more psychological components to help with coping. And then I went more into private practice, where I worked with a range of different things like stress management and trauma, anxiety, depression, relationships. A couple years ago, I started to transition away from that. I just felt it was time for a change professionally. I loved my work, but it is very deep work, as you can imagine, doing that kind of, you know, sort of heavy emotional work. And it was just, I guess, time that I, you know, needed to wind that down and move into some different things. And that it's bringing that background now to be a teacher and a writer and to some degree a coach, helping people to thrive emotionally with a plant-powered vegan lifestyle, both to move in the direction of vegan and plant-based, and then once they are, how do they thrive? How do they handle the challenges that might come up? How do they live this life in a most fulfilled and purposeful and, I guess, fulfilling way?
And how did your journey influence what you've come up with? Like, what were some of the things that you went through at the beginning of your journey that still resonates to today, like, okay, I want to make sure that I help solve for this particular thing?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, a few things happened. For one, for many of us, when we start our vegan journey, the social part can be one of the hardest parts, because food is such an intimate part of our daily life and our social connections. And I initially struggled with that to some degree. I think, you know, some people say, I don't care what anyone thinks, I just do what feels right to me. And I have some of that in me. But at the same time, I realized when I became vegan, there was also a part of me that wanted to just kind of go along with people and not have to stand out and not have to be different. I hadn't known that was there until I was actually wanting to do something that no one around me was doing, which was eat vegan. So I had to face that part of me that I think is wired into a lot of us, of wanting to fit in, wanting to get along, wanting, you know, not to necessarily be too different, and also just coming to terms with why this mattered to me, and that it mattered to me enough to learn the skills to speak up and to do it in a way that was relational. Because, you know, sure, we can speak up and just say, I don't care what anybody thinks, and then just distance ourselves from everybody. But I knew that the world's, in my view, isn't going to become vegan if we're all distancing ourselves from everybody who isn't vegan. That I needed to be able to share why this mattered to me in a way that others could at least be understanding of why I'm choosing it, and maybe plant some seeds for themselves along the way. So I had to work on a lot of inner stuff of just my needs and values matter enough to speak up, and I can learn to do that in a way that's effective. And that's taken, you know, even being a psychologist and teaching other people about communication, it's always different when it's yourself. Yes. And I always say that becoming vegan helped me find my voice. I've always identified as an introvert. I never had a website or a blog, or never was on social media before I became vegan. Being vegan, it just was the thing that made me feel like it's time to be more visible, simply because I want to share this message. That's really it. So it's given me purpose. It's given me a voice. It's given me fulfillment. It's aligned me spiritually in ways deeper than I felt before. So all of these things are part of why, you know, I wanted to do the research for my book, and why I, you know, want to share through writing and other ways all these things that we're talking about here.
So let's now, it's everyone listening, it's now it's time. We're gonna finally go into the book. And now that I have some proper context of who you are and what you've been doing, take us into the vegan transformation. What prompted you to come up with the concept, and what's like the overarching concept behind it?
Sure. Yeah. You know, a few years ago, about 5 years ago, I went through training to become a transformational coach. It was a program that just built on top of what I was already doing as a therapist by taking me into deeper inner work of listening to my inner voice, my intuition, trusting myself more, just a lot of different inner growth. And so this concept of transformation became very much on my mind since being in that training, because I could see all the ways I was transforming, and that in order to see the world I hope to see, it is it's a process of transformation, both internally and, you know, globally, socially. So that's where the word transformation came in. And when I became vegan, I knew like that was a key link. It just linked to so many things that I care about. The simple change in what we eat could have an impact on so many things. And so seeing both the change, the impact that being vegan can have beyond me, as well as the impact it was having internally, I was curious if other vegans had that same experience. It seemed that those I met were, many of them did report that, because I started to be connected with different vegans across the world through networking groups and just different ways of meeting people. And so I ended up starting research it was about 4 years ago that I started it. I had a survey online that I invited people who were vegan to fill out, and then about 350 vegans completed the survey, and then I followed up with about 75 in-depth interviews. And the questions I was asking were, you know, people were on a different range on their vegan journey. Some were a year or less, and then there were some that were like 40 years vegan. So it was a big, a lot of different experiences people had. But I was asking them, how has being vegan affected your life emotionally? What are the changes you've had emotionally and spiritually and socially? And I looked at both the positives, the things that have been really positive for them, and I also looked at the challenges they were having and how they were coping with those. And so that's really the basis for what I looked at in the book. And there turned out to be seven core transformations that were the most common that I share in the book. And then there's also a section for more of the coping piece of it, like how do we handle the parts that are challenging sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And so I want to touch on something that you said in the lead up to talking about the book and the transformational work that you've done. And it's something that I was also looking at earlier when you were speaking, when you realized that thing and then you worked on it, but it came from internal. It wasn't someone, you know, saying something or not having this or this. It was, you realized that there was something. For me, that is one of the most profound realizations that I had in my life when I went through, it sounds like a very similar program, and to the point where I stayed in that world for 7 years, because every time that I did the program, every time that I attended a session, I was a different version of the person that I'm always am. It's just unlocking different layers of it. How does that make its way into the vegan movement? Because I feel like there's so much happening and not pointing fingers, not saying anyone's bad or wrong, because we all get to show up perfect, whole, and complete and be the beautiful beings that we are. And if I make up that, if we're not looking internally to see who we're being in these situations, it could potentially create a situation where you're feeding yourself into a toxic pattern, burning yourself out, and ultimately not fulfilling your goal or your purpose of being a steward for the animals. So how is that conversation had without sounding like you're preaching that you know the way and here is the ultimate thing? So that's where I'm having, and I get it, and I make up the answer is be the change and show up in such a way that enrolls other people. And when you're leading a community and a movement, you know, I feel like there's another level to that. So I'm just, since I have someone who's had that experience and you're a psychologist and all these different things, I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, I mean, that is really intriguing. And I resonate so much with what you just said. I don't know if I know the answer 100%, but I think a lot of the vegan leaders are teaching what you're saying. When I think of a couple of vegan psychologists that are very inspiring to me that have been doing this work for a while, one is Dr. Melanie Joy, who wrote Why We Love Dogs, Eat Pigs, and Wear Cows, but has written other books as well, like Beyond Beliefs, which is about vegan communication. She really teaches, really, I think, a lot of what you're saying, this idea that we need to be working on ourselves and thriving ourselves and doing our own inner work on communication and all this other stuff to really both be healthy ourselves, but also have the impact we want to have in the world. So that really kind of fits with somewhat of what you're saying. And there, Claire Mann, who wrote the book Vistopia, The Anguish of Being Vegan in a Non-Vegan World, she also teaches about us doing our inner work and healing those areas of trauma in us that, you know, because sometimes it's traumatic to learn about what happens to animals, and it can leave us in a negative space for sure, because we have an awareness that maybe other people don't have by looking deeper at what happens. And so our own inner healing work on so many different levels can be so important for us to not get burned out, as you say, and for us to truly have that effect that we want to have in the world, to be the change we want to see, as you're saying. So I don't know that there's an easy way, but it's just encouraging people, like, if for no other reason that, you know, if you want to be effective, include yourself in your circle of care and your circle of healing, because that's going to make you so much more effective and sustainable as a vegan, for sure. It's just really inviting people in that I know we want to see this change immediately, but if we're not, I guess, working on ourselves, I don't know, it's just not sustainable. We're going to burn out and just, you know, be angry and frustrated or depressed and not have what it takes to kind of create this more peaceful, compassionate world we want to see.
And I know I may have derailed it a little bit from the conversation of the book, but definitely let's take us back in that direction and maybe give us some takeaways. I know you went over some of the things that you're going to be talking about and once mm-hmm. they read it, but what are some takeaways they can walk away in this podcast?
Yeah, definitely. Well, to continue on first with what we were just talking about, which is talked about in one of the latter chapters in the book, is this idea of including yourself in your circle of care as a vegan. And just, you know, one, finding tools that help you take care of you. I think that is one piece in this whole puzzle of thriving as a vegan. So that can be making sure, like, if you love nature, you get time in nature, getting your, you know, all your exercise, trying to eat some of the healthy versions of vegan foods, so at least your body's getting nourished. And so just definitely making sure that you include yourself in your circle of care. So that is just one takeaway. And I have, you know, different additional tips about that in the book, but, you know, having vegan support is one part of that. Podcasts like this are great because you realize you're not alone and there's other people experiencing some of the same feelings. So first takeaway is just wherever you are in your vegan journey, whether you're new, whether you're exploring it, or whether you're a longtime vegan, include yourself. You also are a sentient being. So don't leave yourself out of the mix. So that's one. But also I want to share, I think that there's a lot of positives that come from this lifestyle. And so how do we nurture those positives? And one of the positives that so many people reported to me when I did my interviews was that being vegan, it aligns you with core values in ways that it makes you feel more free, or it can at least, when you live this lifestyle. And that's what a lot of people were saying, is like, I'm much, much more peaceful because I didn't even realize I was living out of alignment with my values, like compassion and all that. Now here I am living aligned with this, and I'm actually freer and more peaceful and more content, I guess, just because this is really aligned for me. So, and there's several other positives that I list in there, but they all kind of stem from that values alignment. You know, it's, you know, feeling more fulfilled, feeling more purposeful, feeling more connected to others that share those same values. But the values alignment was the underlying theme that really, I think, made all the other transformations possible.
Wow. And that's so true for me, like, just bringing it back to my experience to personalize it so people can do the same for themselves. It's looking at the little things. It's because I know every day I'm practicing practicing the act of compassion. If anything, if I have to use a label, I'd say I'm a compassionarian, more of a compassionarian than a vegan, because it circles back to myself. You know, I get to make sure that I'm surrounding myself with people who are uplifting not just their spirits, but the spirits of the people that are around them. So I could be a constant reminder. I can do that for others as well. And I'd always have to carry the thing of, okay, I have to be perfect and be the most amazing example of a human being. And so I kind of lost track of what I was talking about. But I think it goes back to, I completely lost the train of thought there.
But, I think you were talking about values and compassion. I think that's where you were really.
Yes, it opened me up, you know, plus the work that I was doing in searching. But I think the combination of the two, of that daily act of saying, oh, you know, especially when you're, you know, live in certain places, it's like you see burger joint here, barbecue joint here, this, all the things that you learn about in the community, you see it and it's like, oh, that's not an option for me. And I'm okay with that. And I feel like the narrowing of it, although it may be intimidating for somebody on the outside coming in, I feel it also helps with the discipline and it helps with the routine, and it helps with me focusing on what I truly want in my life versus all of the distractions that you could possibly see if you're driving down a strip on any city.
Yeah. Yeah, it helps you orient your focus and what matters to you.
Yeah. So before we wrap up, I want to make sure we cover all of the key points from the book, from what you, the message that you're putting out in the world. So I'll give you this opportunity to, you know, maybe touch on some other items, and then we'll wrap it up at the end with letting people know where they can find the book, where they can learn more information about yourself.
Sounds good. Okay. Well, I wrote the book thinking of those who are curious about a vegan or plant-based lifestyle, including several people in my life that might be interested but not fully sure that they're ready for it. And I also wrote it for those of us who are already vegan but just need inspiration and support and encouragement on our journey. So I think one of the things that I share through the stories of those I interviewed is how this can be so fulfilling and abundant. When, you know, I wasn't vegan, I thought it would be restrictive, as a lot of people think. And as it turned out, it opened up all these doors to the kinds of food I eat, as well as to my, as we have been talking about so far, to my inner growth as well. You know, once you're willing to look at certain things and not block them off, it just opens up a lot internally, because now I'm willing to look at how my food gets to me and to, you know, make different choices, and it opens up other things as well. So the book will share some different core transformations that people might experience on their vegan journey. Some of the ones we mentioned already were the values alignment and compassion, expanding our compassion, and the purpose. We've talked about that. There was also a health empowerment piece for some people that, even if they hadn't become vegan for health reasons, maybe, you know, one person, for example, I interviewed, it was for compassion that she became vegan, but her fibromyalgia ended up healing within a month of being fully plant-based. She didn't expect that. That just unfolded. And many people I interviewed had some amazing physical healings that led them to feel more empowered over their health, that, you know, I'm not just at the mercy of medications, even though there might be a time for that. It's just, there's other choices that we have, and that we have more power than we've been told. And another transformation is the spiritual one. I was surprised by how many people told me that I now feel more at peace spiritually. I feel more in line with my ethics. I now feel a connection to all of life and all of nature in a way I hadn't before, because now that I'm not consuming products of violence, you know, which basically when we eat animals, that is, I just now can see like how I'm connected with all of nature. So that was just something I hadn't really expected to hear, but it came up quite a lot. So these are just some, I guess I just want to share, like, yeah, it can be challenging to eat differently than everyone around you, but you can learn the tools for doing that. And I do touch on that in my book. But even more so, there's so much fulfillment from just being aligned with our values and our compassion and all these different things that unfold from it that we might not even expect. And I guess the last thing to add is, as you're exploring all this, I share the stories of people who had these different experiences, but I also have exercises for you, the reader, to engage with it yourself. You know, what are your values and how are you living them? And all the different areas, there's exercises and questions to reflect on to see where you fit with these different areas. So it kind of fits with that self-growth you and I have been talking about, Sean.
Nice. And then where can people find more information and get a copy of the book?
Well, it is available through pretty much all online booksellers, so really anywhere that you like to buy books. But if you want a list of some of the options on my website, AngelaCrawfordPhD.com, I have a book tab. And when you click on that, it has a description of the book, and then it has a list of some of the different booksellers. You can choose which one you would like, and it's available in paperback and ebook. And I hope
At some point, it will be audiobook, but it's not there yet. Paperback or ebook for now.
Okay. And I don't know what happened, but the audio has changed a little bit for you. It's sounding a little bit muddy. It happened, I think, just when you were describing the last thing you said.
Let me play something again. I'm not sure.
It got better.
Is it better now?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I bumped the microphone or something.
Yeah. If you want to say where you can get it again, because just that part sounded like that.
Okay. Sure. So if it sounds okay now, I'll go ahead and do that. Yes, you could go to my website, AngelaCrawfordPhD.com, and click on the book tab and scroll down. There's a list of several different booksellers. Just choose the one you like, and it's available in paperback or ebook right now.
And the last thing I'm going to have you do, actually going to be two more things. One is going to be a final message. It doesn't have to be about the book. It doesn't have to be about anything specific. I call it a moment from the heart. And you just share what's on your heart. And then the last is a technical thing. You're going to do a bump for me so I can use it in the episode. So it would sound like, hey, as myself, hey, this is Sean Russell from Lasaris Media, and I'm with Vegans Explore. So you would just be the first part of that.
Okay.
Crawford from the Vegan Transformation, author of the Vegan Transformation, and I'm with Vegans Explore. But after you do your moment from the heart, I'll prompt you for that. I'm just kidding.
Okay, just remind me what to say, and I'll be happy to say it.
and I'll cue up the moment from the heart. And then the final segment that we have, we like to close off the podcast with you delivering the final word. And we call it a moment from the heart, where you could drop from that headspace to that heart space and just share what's showing up for you. And the floor is yours.
Wow. Well, I love the idea of us expanding our circle of compassion. So for those of you that are very compassionate for others, but not yourself, it does mean including you. And then for those of us that are just starting to consider other sentient beings, it means choosing to learn more about those other sentient beings and expanding compassion to them. And it also means including our fellow human beings who might be in different places on their journey and might not see things exactly as we do, but expanding compassion for whatever has led them to be where they are in their path. And how do we bring people together? How do we all move towards this more compassionate world that will benefit all of us and certainly benefit all the sentient beings in our planet? So just inviting people to see where you need to expand your compassion a little bit, and just standing with you as you do that.